Investigators say Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock had multiple rifles, including one that operated as an automatic weapon. Such firearms have been banned from the general public since 1944. But Bud Schroeder, with the Shooters Committee on Political Education New York, or SCOPE, says there are rare circumstances for which they may be permitted.
In very few instances, a civilian can own one in certain states as long as he has a Class 3 license, which is issued by BATF and the FBI.
Gun rights advocates argue that because automatic weapons are normally outlawed, pursuing further gun restrictions will affect only responsible legal gun ownership. SCOPE is a longtime opponent of New York State's gun legislation known as the SAFE Act. Groups such as New Yorkers Against Gun Violence support it. But Paul McQuillan, upstate coordinator for that organization, says the problem with trying to enforce the SAFE Act is that nearby states have more lenient rules.
Attorney General Schneiderman did a study last year that showed that 74% of the guns that are used in crime in New York State originate from out of state. So although we can do the best we can to restrict what's in state, we can't prevent others from bringing guns into our state.
Schroeder says it's not the gun that is dangerous, but rather its user. He tells WBFO that instead of going after the guns, lawmakers need to explore how to keep them out of the hands of those who are unfit to have them.
You have to go to the cause. And the cause isn't guns. The cause of the shootings are people holding them.
But McQuillan says you cannot dismiss every mass shooter as being mentally ill.
Shootings such as this, mass shootings and gun carnage such as this, are actually only 4% of the time are those undertaken by those with mental illness.
McQuillan suggests that under the current administration, congressional majority, and Supreme Court, gun safety laws will be stripped away and make mass shootings the new norm. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.